We have many, many terrific businesses in our WAMC listening area and community that help us through the fund drive. Not only do they help us with things that we can give away and premiums, but they also help feed the volunteers. Jane's Ice Cream is one of them. They've been around as long as we have, I think, and they've been doing this for us, and we just love them for it. So usually prior to the fund drive, we get them to come in, so it's an easier way for them to deliver great ice cream for the fund drive and for also us to actually eat the product. Over the past three decades, Jane's Ice Cream, founded by sisters Jane and Amy Keller, has grown from their humble beginnings as a street-side lunch spot in Phoenician, New York, into a regional ice cream powerhouse. Jane's Ice Cream supplies the tri-state area, Massachusetts, and some of New York City's very, very cool hotels and restaurants, including the New York Palace Hotel and the Carlisle Hotel. This year, they've even connected with the only thing currently more popular than ice cream, and that is Hamilton, an American musical. Jane's is run by a husband and wife team, Amy Keller and Bob Guidobaldi, who join us this morning. Hello.
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 You got that nice Italian down, right? We've been here enough years that he's got Bob's name.
I got the Guidobaldi down.
You did.
And Sarah LeDuc joins us because we're eating ice cream, but we're also talking about Hamilton, and it's in her contract that we can't talk about that without having her present.
I inserted myself.
To the bride, right?
Oh. Yes. Oh, isn't that great? So, welcome. Very nice to have you here.
Thank you, Joe.
Very nice. And it's fun to have Sarah on the air, too.
Thanks for letting me pop
cool.
in.
Very cool. All right. So what have we got going on? What have you kids been doing? This Hamilton thing is cool. How does that happen?
Well, you know, it was I come from a family of four girls. My youngest sister is a would-be Broadway performer, I have to say. Her husband is a great PR guy. She saw Hamilton at the Public Theater and has been a follower. So it started out that she knew who tweeted and when, and she put a tweet out saying, Jane's Ice Cream, because by now we're all fans, would like to thank the cast and crew for bringing Hamilton into our lives with an ice cream social. And they picked up on it. And we wound up generating the Federalist flavors. All and my sister has two children who know every word to the song, and one is only 10. The other one is 15. So, and they're very funny people. So they came up with flavor names that relate to the songs of the show.
Excuse me, this tweet happened way back in December.
Yeah,
we worked on it for a while.
Quite over the months. It just slowly came together.
So was this renaming flavors you had already had or creating new flavors?
Actually, we did a little bit of both.
Okay.
So, for instance, there's a part of a song that is, in New York, you can be a new man.
Yes.
So it was a natural to do in New York, you can butter pecan. What did I miss?
I love that. That is natural. Yeah.
Obviously.
And what did I miss became what did I mint?
Yeah.
And my little niece made up wafer it.
Oh, okay.
We didn't have a flavor with wafer with Kit Kats in it, right? So there were certain ones that we had to make up just for them. Mother Fudgin' Banana Republicans. Yeah.
Okay.
Good job. Thank you for not losing us our license on that.
Yeah.
We still have a fun drive to do, please.
Yes. So that was going to be a banana with a fudge ripple. So there were a lot. We actually wound up with too many flavors to choose from. We chose four for the backstage giveaway. And
so how did that work? So you went backstage to give the cast ice cream.
Right. So you see Sarah's label there. We generated the it was really a wonderful, loose, sort of spontaneous, we used their logo, but it wasn't like we had to ask the lawyer. You know, it was a giveaway. It was like we wanted to thank the cast and crew, and it was a donation. So we were able to...
So they're not suing you, and then this
they
is good.
Supported us, actually. But after we came out, so we used the logo, we printed out the flavors, and the cast and crew were just lovely. We gave out the menus. They were going crazy. That it was like they had never seen ice cream before. And it was before a performance, and we weren't sure if they were actually going to want to eat butterfat before
and
singing.
And a bunch of milk.
Right, singing their hearts out. But they did, and a lot of them took for
really
later.
Did.
Right? They went through it.
Bob,
we do that every year, too. I mean, it's delicious ice cream. It doesn't get old. Every year we're like, We act like we've never seen ice cream before either, right? We're so excited about it.
So after the giveaway and the photo shoot, we wound up with 31,000 likes because they kept taking pictures and tweeting on their own accounts.
Yes.
And
this is including Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yes. And the whole support crew was, they were lovely. The Brig, the company manager, and Mike Corns was the social media guy. And they've stayed in touch with us. And we are coming up with new ideas every day.
Lin came into the backstage area, got his ice cream.
Kiss first, right? He kissed us. He was just really warm, lovely.
Very nice guy.
Excellent. So so the two ways to get backstage, a marriage proposal or ice cream. Okay, got it. So what would we like to try?
Today, you mean, ice cream-wise? Okay. We've been asked by... I wanted to mention that People Magazine called us after that day as well.
Okay.
To say, will you be going national with these flavors? You know, it was just such an outpouring of the response was just awesome. So it's still in the works, I wanted to say. we're negotiating.
Okay,
sure.
So what is one of the Federalist flavors that we can try?
Well,
we have
Hamilton's
Hurricane.
Hurricane.
Can we try?
Yes.
Are we open that?
Yeah. We make a coconut ice cream, and we... You know,
I love your coconut ice cream.
Mm-hmm. So, that one's perfectly tempered, too.
I know. Sarah and I were just saying that.
We took...
we noticed.
Guns and Chips, for instance. It could have been anything, right? But we made a killer chocolate ice cream with chocolate chips for that one. Dear Cookie Doja was vanilla ice cream with cookies and cookie dough.
Oh, that's lovely.
It was...
That's very nice.
So that's really our... I must tell you, our coconut almond joy.
Okay.
Hamilton's Hurricane.
The swirl turned upside down.
Oh, that's great.
There's a pun on all of them.
Yeah.
And I love it so much.
Yeah. Thank you. It was giving back to the theater and the company.
It's amazing the young lady. How old is...
Magnolia. Who made up the flavor names.
Oh, she came up with a lot of these flavor names. And just quick and sharp.
Right. We'll sit around just brainstorming. And we keep doing it, too. I mean, you know, there's like everybody, I guess, has sort of been taken by storm.
Well, that's great. Well, congratulations. So, as you say, you're working on national, and that would be great.
Right. We'll see how it goes. Yeah, we're open to everything, right?
Right.
You have to be.
Okay. Well, that's good. What else is new and exciting?
The buzz on Kingston.
What's the buzz in Kingston?
Well, they seem to be talking about Kingston being the next go-to place. They're talking about it throughout the boroughs of Manhattan. Smorgasburg is located in Los Angeles as well as Brooklyn.
And they chose Kingston.
And
their new location.
They seem to think that Kingston is going to be
the
next...
What is Smorgasburg? I'm sorry, Smorgasburg?
It's a food and flea market that opened up in Brooklyn.
Okay.
And it's a lot of food stalls. And it has just grown immensely. And this year they decided to open two new venues. They chose L.A. and Kingston, New York, first capital of New York, which is... we just toured the site the other day. It's right on the Hudson River. There's an old brickyard. And a bunch of old pavilions, and they're taking that over. The opening day is actually August 6th. And it's going to be food and flea. So they're planning on doing a lot of furniture and craftsmen and a lot of local things that are happening. And they're gaining a lot of support. And it's, we'll see how it goes. I mean, it's kind of like, we hope people can find it, but I'm sure there'll be signage and hopefully a trolley. And the other good thing that's going on in Kingston, have you heard about the food exchange? Where we, in our block of Uptown Kingston, which is the historic section, there was an old Woolworths that stood empty for I don't know how long. And, you know, Leonard Lopate on the radio last week, I heard, said that Kingston is, what did he say? Brooklyn, it's becoming Brooklyn North?
Yeah, sure.
And it's true. These guys came up. Three young guys, very talented, and they're taking over Woolworths. They're calling it the Kingston Food Exchange, and it's going to be kind of like a Trader Joe's meets Whole Foods with a Chelsea Market thrown in.
Okay.
Very exciting.
Super hip.
And yes, and actually there's a boutique hotel looking to go into one of the old school buildings to convert into a 35-room upscale hotel. So yeah, there is a lot going on in our little section of the world there where we've been waiting for 30 years.
What is that?
We've been in the room where it wasn't happening. Yeah.
But now it is.
Mm. We just had to wait for it.
And yeah. You're ready. Thanks. Ready. Nice. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. Ice cream happens. So and that's the good thing. And so do we have any new flavors that you would like to share with us? Bob's usually the king of the new ice cream flavors.
The cinnamon, I guess.
The cinnamon coffee cake is. We really didn't.
I don't have it.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah. We really didn't spend a lot of time on new flavors this year.
Because you've been working on this stuff.
We've been very busy throughout the winter trying to bring this all together.
And it's,
but we came up with a couple, and the cinnamon coffee cake is one of them. And it seems it's getting a good reception. As a matter of fact.
That sounds great.
Yeah, we're using a local crumb cake and cinnamon ice cream, and that's a new one. It's Praline Triple Bonanza. right?
Or Brittle? Triple. What?
You know, I haven't named it really yet.
Triple Praline Brittle.
I think it's changed every
there's
week.
There's three somethings and pralines.
Well,
and there are.
Either Brittle or Bonanza.
Apparently there's a 10-year-old who can come up with a name for you.
It's you know what? We've put this out to your listening audience for flavor names, and I've gotten a great response. So this is it's a butter ice cream.
There you go, Sarah. Try that.
With with praline pieces, a fantastic Hudson Valley Brittle, and then what they call a praline sprinkle. So it's all three things in there. You like it?
That's great. Now, I know you. We've talked to you about this before. But
Sarah
likes
it.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Now, the thing about it, though, it all gets down to the base, right? You can put all the stuff you want into ice cream, but it comes down to that base. And your sweet cream base is amazing. Mm-hmm. So what makes that so special?
You know, it is, first of all, the small batch, and we control every batch of ice cream, and we have quality control on it. And it's a very good mix. That you know, there's no hormones, no growth hormones. It's
I think the machinery too makes a big difference.
Makes a big difference
because we run such a small. A lot of people say small batch, and they're saying. Their small batch is like 10,000 pints. Our small batch is 10 gallons.
Wow.
So, seriously, it's, you know, it's 4 2.5-gallon containers at a time. And our guys, by the way, who may be listening, and thank you, crew. We have the best crew. Every summer, a lot of these guys come back. And they're incredibly diligent. And the ice cream goes, you know, one from being made 1 foot right into the freezer and then into a deep freeze. And actually, it turns over, too. You know,
and the deep freeze is very necessary and important to get that texture that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, taste and texture, right? I mean,
right.
The taste, you know, is coming, of course, from our flavors. And we do manufacture our own flavors. And it's when we make them up, there's a lot of tasting going on. The neighbors, our neighbors love it because we.
I can see that.
Yeah. We pass it out.
The worst thing is tasting before you have anything to eat. You really always want to have a taste test after lunch because it's difficult, all that. I'm serious. It's really like before I don't eat breakfast. So if you go in at 10 o'clock and you're making a new run, it's
Sarah and I are doing okay.
But you were up at 4 this morning.
No, we're doing fine.
Yeah.
All right. So
those two are floral flavors that have been getting a lot of press.
And you're talking about lavender and apricot orange blossom. So what do you mean when you say they're getting a lot of press?
We were called by two magazines this spring, one saying, I think it was Westchester Magazine, saying they're doing an article about edible flowers. And they, they had heard about the, well, I guess lavender is kind of like Hamilton in the culinary world, right?
Sure.
It's very popular.
Showing up in your waters.
Right. Now, Joe, don't say it tastes like hand cream, okay? A lot of people love this.
I was going to say it smells like my mother's sock drawer.
Right.
Because she would because she always make the sachet, right.
Yeah.
And grew lavender and yeah.
Yeah, but apparently that's the other thing. We can't just sell flavors that we only love, right?
Right.
And a lot of people cannot be without lavender. Their customers are just clamoring for lavender.
So do you make that? Does that go with something, or do you have a big old cone of lavender ice cream?
I don't know. It's not my flavor. Is it yours?
No,
it does seem like it would be small scoop.
Yes.
With
something.
What?
Something.
Like chai or...
Yeah.
I think the people...
Of lamb, perhaps.
Mint.
It's palate.
I think the people that are getting off on that flavor are going there for the big scoop of ice cream.
They are.
Really?
Yeah.
And
we have we have one customer, for example, that he has people coming in only for the lavender. Or only for the apricot orange blossom.
And that lady
and
who always goes
nuts about
the
it.
Kingston Farmers Market. We only make popsicles for the Kingston Farmers Market. And there's a woman that comes in, and now she's ordering 2.5 gallons of lavender. Mm-hmm. So I'm not quite sure what she's doing with it.
She's eating it.
Yes.
Yes, she is.
Maybe.
So Thai coconut peanut.
Mm-hmm, yes.
That this is an interesting color.
Yeah, it's from the turmeric. We made it a little yellow from turmeric. It's got a little bit of hot pepper, salted and roasted peanuts, toasted coconut, and what do you think? We actually make like 4 coconut flavors.
You
love coconut.
I'm a huge coconut fan.
I love this.
Yeah.
But the leading... Ooh, there's the pepper.
Yeah, it gets you in the back of the
pepper
throat, right?
Exactly. It goes right to the back. You know.
This is just This is just coconut. Zing!
Zing! Well, hot is trending now in all foods, right? We do a hot chocolate as well.
Spice up a flour and then double whammy.
Double whammy.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very nice. Now, that I could imagine having a...
A scoop of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, with can you do a lavender sundae, I wonder?
I like that idea.
Yeah.
Do you want to have a lavender sauce? I don't know. Double lavender?
No, I don't think so.
Triple praline is one thing, but double lavender, I'm not so sure about.
Well,
There's only so many flavors you can multiply.
That's right.
One of the things about a lavender flavor, it's so mellow and it's hard to put another flavor to it without that other flavor taking over.
That's true.
Let's go to a classic. Well, it's not really.
That's one of our best sellers.
Salty caramel.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's great.
We do a couple of salty caramel. We do one with chocolate-covered pretzels, vanilla ice cream with a caramel swirl.
Well, I'm a big fan of the chocolate-covered pretzels.
Yeah, that's in there, too. And after that, maybe you want to taste or open that that blackcurrant one. It's a beautiful royal purple, tart and sweet. They're Hudson Valley currants. Yep.
Is that what, this one?
Yep.
All right, hold on.
It's
trying to go through the spoon so we're not like double dipping.
Yeah.
Okay.
If people want color in their color in their dipping cabinet, that's always a nice one to go for.
I'm sorry, what?
A lot of people want color in their freezer.
Their dipping cabinet?
Well, the dipping cabinet is the technical term for
the freezer that.
Okay.
The freezer that you dip out of, right?
All right.
Cool.
And a lot of
jargon.
Yeah. So a lot of people are saying, well, you know.
Bad name.
Yeah.
Color in my dipping cabinet. Or in your dipping cabinet.
My memoir. I want some color in my dipping cabinet.
That's right. It was, so that one's like a royal purple and a little tart and sweet at the same time. That's a kind of new flavor.
Whoa.
You like
it? Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Well,
it's
very pretty. I love the cream.
I always wished my hair was this color.
Yeah.
Color of currants or beets.
Right.
They can do anything with hair these days. You know?
The apricot orange blossom is dried apricots that are macerated in orange blossom water. And that's that
Have
flavor.
Have you tried that yet? That apricot orange blossom?
I don't know.
That is a really popular flavor.
Now, there's one of my floral flavors that I really love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think That flavor sort of, we introduced it last year, and it rose to the top of the charts.
Very nice. Very, very nice. So if folks want to find out more about Jane's Ice Cream, they can go to janesicecream.com. They can also find you where? Where are you going to be at?
Oh, well, we're at the Kingston Farmers Market. We're going to be at Smorgasburg. And really, we've got a locator on the website. People are always looking for where to find us in the hut. And we're in three states. So I think there'll be a place near you that sells our ice cream.
Well, we love you both very, very much. We thank you very much for being with us. We thank you all for you do for WAMC and for the community and bringing us all together. It's always a pleasure to have you on the program. Amy, Bob, thank you so much. A delight to have you here. Thank you.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
Again, you can find out more by going to janesicecream.com. We'll be back and finish up the program right after this.